So let's review. In the previous daf, we learned Amar Rav Ada Amar Rav Sulam Teres Pesach Alav V'Teres Mechitz Alav. Rav Ada said in the name of Rav that we always view a ladder leniently. It's considered a wall for the purpose of considering the town to have but a single entrance, which can be enclosed by a single erev, and it's considered a door when it is in between two chatzeres, so that they have the option of joining together in a single erev or to make two separate erev. Our shir began with a similar ruling. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel. We have a wall between two chatzers that was lined with ladders all along both sides of the wall. We view it as a pesach, a doorway lakula, that they have the option of making one or two erevin. One might argue it should not be considered a pesach, but a pirtzi yesim eser. An opening wider than 10 amos is not considered a doorway, but a breach in the wall which nullifies the wall. If so, they do not have the option of making two separate erevin, but must make one erev, because they are all one chatzar. However, that would be l'chumra. We consider it a mechitza l'kula, a wall with a door in it. Therefore, they do retain the option of one or two erevin. The Gemara asks from the case of the anshei marpeset sheshalku l'irvu, and answers as on the previous daf, that the porch was open to the chatzar even without the ladder. The Gemara continues with the topic of a public town. Hanhu b'nei Kukunoi, the Osi l'kamed Rav Yosef, the people from the public town of Kukunoi, asked Rav Yosef to send them somebody to set up their erev. Rav Yosef entrusted Abai with the job and warned him to make it in such a way that nobody in the Beis Medrash will have any complaints. Since it was a public town, part of the town had to be excluded from the erev. At first, Abai wanted to exclude the houses facing the river, which had a wall separating them from the town. However, he had a question whether we have to exclude houses that could have joined in the erev. And he would have to ask these homeowners to open windows toward the city, which would enable them to join in this city in an Erev, or it's not necessary. After going back and forth by trying to find comparable situations, Abai concluded that the houses excluded from the Erev can even be houses that could not join the Erev, based on Mar Bar Pupadisa, who used an uninhabited warehouse area to be the excluded section of the Erev in Pupadisa. Since nobody had to build windows in their homes, there were no complaints. The Mishnah had two opinions about how large an area has to be left out of a public erev. Ki ir chadasha shebi Yehuda sheyesh b'chamishim diyurin, divrei Yehuda, an area of 50 residents like the city of Chadasha. If there was a former public town that was only as large as Chadasha, it had only 50 residents, there is a machlekes Rav Huna Rav Yehuda, chadam erba yishir, chadam eloi ba yishir. One says we must exclude part of the town from the erev, and one says we do not. Reb Shimon Eimer, Shloisha Chatzeres Shol Shnei Bat. We only need to exclude an area of three Chatzeres of two houses each. Reb Chama Bar Gur Yomer Rav, passings like Reb Shimon, but Reb Yitzchak offers a third opinion, that only a single Chatzer with a single house needs to be excluded from the Erev. Although we clearly would not passing like Reb Yitzchak, Abaye wanted to know whether his opinion was based on logic or on the tradition because Gemara Gemara Zemur Tetehei, shall one's learning be treated like a mere song which need not be explained? The Gemara now returns to the subject of Eruv Tichumen. Zok the Mishnah, Misha hayu b'mizrach v'omal l'bnoi iruv l'bemarv. If a person was east of his hometown and asked his son to make an Eruv for him in the west, or vice versa, if he is within 2,000 amos of either the Eruv or of his home, but not of both, the place that is within 2,000 amos becomes his Mokim Shavisa. The Gemara wonders how a man who is standing to the east of his home can be within 2,000 amos of an Erev that is placed to the west of his home, but not within 2,000 amos of his home. The Gemara offers two suggestions. Amar Yitzchak. When the Mishnah said Mizrach Ma'ariv, it did not mean east and west of his home, but east and west of where his son was. If he is within 2,000 amos of either the Erev or of his home, but not of both, the place that is within 2,000 amos becomes his Mokim Shavisa. Rav Bar Shila Amar, his house could have been on a diagonal from both him and his Erev. The Mishnah continued, it's useless to put the Erev in the extension of the city because we only start measuring the Tchum from beyond the city's extension anyway. If he puts it even one Amma beyond the city limits, whatever he gains on the side of his Erev, he loses in the distance he may travel in the other direction. The Gemara explains as follows. For example, if one makes an Erev 1,000 amos east of his town, he obviously can now go an additional 2,000 amos to the east of his Erev, for a total of 3,000 amos east of town, which is 1,000 amos more than if he had not made an Erev. regarding going west of his area, but it depends. If the measurement of 2,000 amos west of his Eruv terminates at the end of his town or beyond, the town's width is not counted in the 2,000 amos. As in our example, since his Eruv is 1,000 amos east of the city, he can walk 1,000 amos west until the city, through the city, which is counted as Dalet amos, and another 996 amos west of the city, which is 1,000 amos less than if he had not made an Eruv. Tosfos discusses the discrepancy of the 4 amos of the city. This is what our Mishnah means, Masha Nisker Hu Mafsid. Whatever he gained on the east side of town, he loses on the west side of town. Had he not made an Eruv, he would have had 2,000 amos on each side. Kalsimi Dasa Bechatzi Ha'ir. If the measurement of 2,000 west of his Eruv terminates in the middle of his town, we do count the distance of the Tchum in the city, and his Tchum ends there, in the middle of the city, and he may not go further into the city. This is the case of the Brice, which says, he loses the rest of the city because part of the city is counted into the Tchum. Ravidi quotes this very distinction in the name of Rabbi Shu ben Levi and comments, Ein elu ela divinavius. Rashi explains, Kemisnabe min piagvur she'ein anoisin tam ledvarv. This distinction is arbitrary, as if it were a prophecy. He must have learned it from his Rebbe, for there's no logical reason to make this distinction between the 2,000 amos ending in the middle of the city or ending beyond the city. Tosfos cites the Ri, who says that wherever this comment is mentioned, it is meant l'shevach, in awe and praise. Kolaymar ein chachma kizu shemeivin l'chala kol kach svar mu'etes uberuch ha-kodesh amah. As if to say it takes superhuman wisdom to make such a fine distinction, which he must have said with the divine spirit.